This goes to Dr. Vanderhoof, V like Victor, A N like November, D like David, E R H O O F. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, date of birth 6/18 of 1946. Dear Dr. Vanderhoof, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Stewart with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 6th of 2025. At that time, she was complaining of severe right flank pain and also some pain in the right lower quadrant that radiated around to the back. We were concerned there may be some kind of obstruction or stone possibly, so we ordered a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to further evaluate that. And that was done in Greenville, October 7th, 2025. The kidneys were not abnormal. There was minimal post-void bladder residual. However, there was a lot of fluid within the endometrial canal and endometrial wall thickening. And so she was referred to gynecology. And then initially she had a D&C, and they removed all the uterine contents and sent them for analysis. And there were precancerous cells noted. And after the D&C was completed, within a few weeks, she had 3 or 4 days of vaginal bleeding. And so she was started on Megestrol, M like Mary, E-G-E-S-T-R-O-L. It's 40 milligram twice a day, and that has stopped the vaginal bleeding completely. But she will be having further studies and more biopsies of the uterus also. Her weight is down about 6 pounds since she was seen in October. And she had had extremely high blood pressure recently. So since her last visit, olmesartan was increased from 20 milligram daily to 40 milligram daily. And the metoprolol was 50 milligram twice a day. Now it's 100 milligram twice a day. And within the last week, she has been extremely dizzy and very unsteady when she gets up in the morning. This morning, her blood pressure was about 110 over 60. She wasn't sure if she should actually take the metoprolol when she had a blood pressure that low, but she did take it. Sometimes she feels like she's going to pass out, though, recently, within the last week. And she also does have a urinary tract infection, so was started on Cipro, 250 milligram twice a day, and she is tolerating that very well so far. But currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. The urine is less cloudy now that she's taking Cipro, without blood, without odor, no edema, and no vaginal bleeding currently. Medications, I want to highlight glipizide, 5 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day. Mounjaro is 15 milligram once a week. Olmesartan, 40 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 100 milligram twice a day. Megestrol, 40 milligram twice a day. And she's on a temporary dose of Cipro, 250 milligram twice a day for UTI. Physical exam, weight is 157 pounds. Pulse is 84. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 78. Her lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. There's no flank pain and no abdominal pain. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 9th of 2026, and she states that she was quite dehydrated when she had these labs done, and then also she had a urinary tract infection at this time. So the creatinine was higher than it has been. 1.85 with estimated GFR of 27. Sodium 136, potassium 4.9, bicarbonate low at 18, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.5. Liver enzymes were normal. Ferritin was 224. Folate was 10.6. Iron 128, percent saturation is 32. And magnesium 2, phosphorus 3.3, vitamin D25OH is 17. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 54.2. Thyroid TSH is 2.31. Hemoglobin was 12.5. Hematocrit 36.9 with normal white count, normal platelets. And the urinalysis, she had 300 plus protein, a large amount of blood, greater than 100 white blood cells with a large amount of leukocyte esterase, many bacteria. And the culture grew greater than 100,000 CFU per ml of Klebsiella pneumoniae group, for which she's being treated with ciprofloxacin currently. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Currently, the level is a stage 4, less than 30. I suspect that is secondary to being dehydrated and having a severe UTI. So we ask her to get her lab studies done monthly for the next 3 months due to this recent increase and the addition of megestrol also. 2, hypertension, but currently with symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. We have asked her to decrease metoprolol to 50 milligram twice a day. So we're going to cut that back down. We don't want to decrease the olmesartan because she does have a history of proteinuria. So the higher dose of olmesartan could be extremely helpful, and we hope to be able to keep that. But metoprolol definitely could go lower. And she's going to check blood pressure before taking her blood pressure medications. And I've asked her to hold it if it is less than 110 over 70. And so she will hold it if it's actually that low, the morning dose or the evening dose, whenever, whichever one is the one affected. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.